Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home. Take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is Sunday, December 17th, and I'm going to be talking about the season finale of Fear of the Walking Dead. Yes, that aired in February. I know I'm a late bloomer, but people, I had a son. He's a little bit, the 9th of January, he will be 2 months. Yes, 2 months. No, is it January? No, he's 1 month was December. Yeah. Yeah, holy crap, 2 months. And so it's been a little bit crazy here. Plus, I have a 3-year-old son, if you didn't know. So it's kind of difficult watching shows, then trying to take notes, then to block some time to get my thoughts on these episodes. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to lie, there have been many a times where I've thought, you know what, I'll come back to this later on. I'm going to take a break. But I can't. I can't. There's a little part of me that says I can't. So that's why I'm here. I'm here now. So, Fear of the Walking Dead, 2 episodes for the season finale that aired on the 15th of October. One was called Things Bad Begun, and then the other one was called Sleigh Ride. What I decided I'm going to do is just combine them together. Normally, I would separate them, but I'm going to combine them. That's what I'm going to do. But I'm going to separate it between with an intro, so it's not going to bleed over. Yeah, okay, this is a start. All right, so looking at my notes and remembering this episode, The episode starts off with Alicia and Michonne 2. I call her Michonne 2. Are whooping some serious ass on those dudes who try to rob them. I was a little pissed off that Alicia did not shoot those fools. Even Michonne 2 was like, shoot them! And she's like, can't. But she should have, because they could kill. They could go and kill somebody else. I think the best part I'm looking at here, and because it says best part, when Daniel locks Nick in the damn room and starts, you know, like, hey, Nick, sit down a little bit. Let's talk. And he wants to know about Ophelia and what happened with everything. That was a very intense moment. Anything with Daniel, I think he is my favorite character out of the entire series besides Alicia. I didn't like Alicia in the beginning because I thought she wasn't going to last because she was some high school chick that had no clue. But she has come a long way and is turning into a serious badass. Daniel's my favorite with very close second to Alicia, like I said. So I loved that part with Daniel. Anything that he's in, I love. So that was a dope part. Stran, towards the end of this episode, he pulls a gun on Lola and Daniel. They fight and he shoots freaking Daniel in the face. I was pissed because I was like, I swear to God, if I lose Daniel because of this, Strand, I'm going to be really upset. But come to find out, he's still alive. But still, Strand is definitely on his shit list now. I'm not a fan of Strand anymore. And the only person he's looking out for, maybe is Madison. But if it came to him and Madison, it's all about him. Because he's going to be like, Madison, you understand that, you know, you get me. You understand. You do the same thing for your family. You know, and Madison be like, yes, I do, but he's just getting worse and worse. Slimier and slimier and slimer. I liked him in the beginning, all through it, because I thought he was just a smooth talker and could really become beneficial in the apocalypse, but you're not supposed to turn on your group. Let's see here. Proctor John gets surgery with no anesthesia. What? And I don't know about y'all, even when I watched this episode, I looked at my wife and I was like, when did Alicia hook up with this doctor? I totally missed it. I have no idea. Was it because Michonne too knew this guy and because of her leg? I don't know how they hooked up. I did not see that. So if anybody could help me with that, I appreciate it. But that whole part there, performing surgery, now Proctor John likes Alicia, a good luck charm. Winds up taking her. And I think probably the third big giant moment was Madison killing Troy with a freaking hammer in front of Nick. I did not even see that. Because at first I thought that was like a bitch slap with a hammer, like the handle was like, hey, know your place. But then all of a sudden he's kind of like looking and I was like, wait, is that blood? And my wife and I looked at each other and then she just beat his, and then beat it, just killed his ass. Pretty crazy. I even have in my notes, no, that's in the next one. Yeah, which will come off on this one here. I'm not going to say it now, but yeah, dude, I did not see that come in. And was, you know, a lot of things weren't, you know, lining up with Troy, because if Strand would have saw him, he would have been dead, and he brought in the Horde, and it's just, he's just, he was just kind of cray-cray also. Yeah, that was, this was some serious stuff here. And then, of course, the bikers attack the dam, and then Strand, you know, gets Madison and Nick and puts him in the room, and boom, the episode ends there. So, pretty intense first half. You knew some crap was going to go down, right? Now I'm going to take it on to part two, the second half of Fear of the Walking Dead season finale.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in five states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
All right, so Fear of the Walking Dead, Sleigh Ride, the October 15th, season three, season finale. The intro to this show was crazy. I looked at my wife again. I was like, what the hell is this Christmas dinner thing? And Madison's cooking, and Nick and his girl walk shows up, and Alicia's getting a grave. And I'm like, what? If anybody should have died, it should have been her. But knowing her, her luck, all her kids are not going to like her, and some of them are going to die because she's just – it was crazy. That was a crazy, weird, freaky beginning. Alicia and Strand see each other. Proctor John already knows. He already knows something's up. I'm looking at my hair. Madison and Nick. That was a pretty intense moment. Nick is just, like, just pushing, like poking the bear, because Nick can't – I think Nick thinks his mom would kill him if it came down to it. I'm doing it for love and putting my son out of misery. That's what Madison would do. Strand tells Madison and Nick that he shot Daniel and let Lola go. And then, of course, Proctor John gets him. And there, all this stuff happens on top of the dam. And, of course, Lola gets shot. And Proctor John's about to kill Alicia. And then, bam! You know, it seemed like Strand was going to do something with the detonator, right? Like, he was going to, like, ha-ha. But Nick totally takes his thunder away and has a detonator. I don't think Strand would have done it just for the fact that he would have killed himself, too. Nick would kill everybody on there to save his family. Strand, I don't think he would. So to see Nick get the last ha-ha-ha-ha on Strand, I thought was great. So that whole part there was dope. And then we get back, we see more of the crazy flashback, and that's where I truly feel that Madison is totally crazy in the head. I don't know, I think there's more to her story that we have not seen, that's what I think. What else? Nick's suicide note, he pretty much tells everybody to leave, well, his family to leave, because he's going to blow up the dam, you know, and... you know, Proctor John, all them are about to pretty much jump him, and then all of a sudden, boom, sniper, which I did not see. My crazy dog and what's his face, Ophelia's boyfriend. I don't even remember his name. Shows you how much I really, yeah. So they're blasting sniper rifle from all the way from the edge, the cliff, down to help Nick, which was dope. I think my favorite part of this episode is when Daniel is coming to the aid of something to see what's going on. And he's like, oh, are you the man? Are you the man? All the bikers are like, look at this guy. And he just kills him, shoots him in the face. It was just awesome. Daniel's just so good. And then, of course, Daniel grabs Nick as, Nick puts, detonates the dam. So I'm pretty sure Proctor John and his men are going to get off of there. The dam waters pour into the city and, of course, pull in the boat up Strand and Alicia and Madison. And, yeah, lo and behold, Madison washes up, which I thought, I was hoping it would be Alicia. But, no, Madison is alive. We don't know what happened to the other two. And then the season ends that way. I thought it was a good season finale. We kind of had an idea, at least I did, that it was all going to take place on the dam, which was cool. People died, some people that I did not think was going to die in this episode. But overall, I thought it was a really good season finale. I enjoy Fear of the Walking Dead. When I'm on Twitter, I see people, and even when I talk to some of my people, even some of my friends are like, oh, screw it, it's not The Walking Dead, I'm not watching that. I'm like, how do you not watch Fear of the Walking Dead? And you watch Walking Dead. I don't get it. But yeah, this season was good. And it seems like it's getting better and better. And I can't wait to see what's going to happen in the next one. I don't know when it's coming back. I forgot to look at my notes before I started this. So, yeah, I apologize on that. That is it, y'all. Thank you for tuning in and for all the listens and everything else. I wish I would have pulled up the oh, you know what? I think I can. Let's see here. Let me see here. Just bear with me, people. I'm going to go to my little audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike and give some shout outs because I can look at the analytics for the past month. For the past 30 days, who's been tuning in and checking out Fear of the Walking Dead? Let's see, some of the top countries. Japan, that is the number one country. United States, Brazil, France, United Kingdom, Australia, Philippines, and Thailand. Cool. I am not going to even attempt some of these cities because I will totally mess it up. So if you're in that areas of stuff, thank you for listening. I appreciate it, for real. And that is it, people. If you want to hear more, go to my blog, iWatchMike.com, and on the top, it says podcasts. You can't miss it, and then everything is there. iTunes, Fear of the Walking Dead recap show on iTunes, and then, like I said, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That way you can subscribe there. But like I said, the tab on the top of my blog, it will take you there. Instagram and Twitter is Mike the Movie Guy. Snapchat's Mike the Movie Guy. iWatchMike on Facebook. But everything's on my blog, so go check it out whenever you get a chance. I've got giveaways on there, too. Screen giveaways, and I got some other crap coming up there. Soon. So, once again, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Everybody that's been listening for the VRO.com, appreciate it. Shout out to AccordionChristian.com, Dysfunctional.com, my girl Brancy out there, Amy McCracken, and everybody that's been tuning in. I appreciate it. Much love. Jenny Fly, what's up? DJ Johnny G, I know y'all be showing me love, too. And Tess, where you at? What's up? All right, people, that's it. I'm done. Have a great weekend, and yeah. Keep listening. Stay safe out there. Peace.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home. Take care of yourself.